It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion. Amplifying truth and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So glad you're with us. Before the hour is out, we will take a look at breaking news as it continues to happen. We expect to hear from John Catsimatidis before the hour's done. Shelley Goldberg here with the Parenting Express tip. Kristen B. Tate on some of the issues related to Congress today. And we start with an issue related to my colleague, Dennis Prager.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He's playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
You have no idea the provisions that some people wanted to have in that resolution. This was as benign. It condemned the words of the president, not the president, but the words of the president.
Blah, 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 blah. She's like the Charlie Brown teacher. Wah, 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 wah. All I hear when Nancy Pelosi talks is that. Wah, 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 wah. Yes, Ms. Pelosi, but what about wah, wah? Welcome. It's Kevin McCullough. Very busy day today because not only was Congress very, very busy passing a statement of condemnation claiming that the president was racist in his terminology. Did you read the tweets, people? Where did he get racial? He said, go back to your countries. By the way, Tlaib says she's more Palestinian than American, so, and she was born in America. So, you know, Ilhan Omar, born in Somalia. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I rest my case. She's anybody but America. And the fourth one, you know, nobody remembers her name. But here's the thing. Where did the president get racial? Where did he say, oh, well, because you're Irish or African or he didn't? Speech is a funny thing. Speech is under fire. My colleague Dennis Prager yesterday was pure brilliant before the Senate committee. Are you familiar with the Google controversy? Are you familiar with the fact that when Mr. Prager puts on a video in his Prager University ongoing work, that Google and YouTube sit behind the scenes and go, oh, we're offended by that piece of conservative thought. We will just do away with it. Well, Senator Cruz and Senator Hirono from Texas and Hawaii, respectively, are holding hearings this week talking about whether or not Google should be, in fact, looked into. And Dennis was first up on the platform to give his opening statement. Take a listen.
It is an honor to be invited to speak in the United States Senate, but I wish I were not so honored because the subject of this hearing, Google and YouTube's, and for that matter, Twitter and Facebook's suppression of internet content on ideological grounds, threatens the future of America more than any external enemy. In fact, never in American history has there been as strong a threat to freedom of speech as there is today. Before addressing this, however, I think it important that you know a bit about me and the organization I co-founded, Prager University, PragerU, as it is often referred to. I was born in Brooklyn, New York. My late father, Max Prager, was a CPA and an Orthodox Jew who volunteered to serve in the U.S. Navy at the start of World War II. My father's senior class thesis at the City College of New York was on anti-Semitism in America. Yet despite his keen awareness of the subject, he believed that Jews living in America were the luckiest Jews to have ever lived. He was right. Having taught Jewish history at Brooklyn College, written a book on anti-Semitism, and fought Jew hatred my whole life, I thank God for living in America. It breaks my heart that a vast number of young Americans have not only not been taught how lucky they are to be Americans, but have been taught either how unlucky they are or how ashamed they should be. It breaks my heart for them because contempt for one's country leaves a terrible hole in one's soul, and because ungrateful people always become unhappy and angry people. And it breaks my heart for America because no good country can survive when its people have contempt for it. I have been communicating this appreciation of America for 35 years as a radio talk show host, the last 20 in national syndication with the Salem Radio Network, an organization that is a blessing in American life. One reason I started PragerU was to communicate America's moral purpose and moral achievements, both to young Americans and to young people around the world. With 1 billion views a year, and with more than half of the viewers under age 35, PragerU has achieved some success. My philosophy of life is easily summarized. God wants us to be good. Period. God without goodness is fanaticism, and goodness without God will not long endure. Everything I and PragerU do emanates from belief in the importance of being a good person. That some label us extreme or, quote, haters only reflects on the character and the broken moral compass of those making such accusations. They are the haters and extremists. PragerU releases a 5-minute video every week. Our presenters include 3 former prime ministers, 4 Pulitzer Prize winners, liberals, conservatives, gays, blacks, Latinos, atheists, believers, Jews, Christians, Muslims, and professors and scientists from MIT, Harvard, Stanford, and 12 other universities. Do you think the Secretary General of NATO, or the former prime ministers of Norway, Canada, or Spain, or the late Charles Krauthammer, or Philip Hamburger, distinguished professor of law at Columbia Law School, would make a video for an extreme or hate-filled site? The idea is not only preposterous, it is a smear. Yet Google, which owns YouTube, has restricted access to 56 of our 325-minute videos and to other videos we produce. Restricted means families that have a filter to avoid pornography and violence cannot see that video. It also means that no school or library can show that video. Google has even restricted access to a video on the Ten Commandments, as we have seen. Yes, the Ten Commandments. We have repeatedly asked Google why our videos are restricted. No explanation is ever given. But of course we know why. Because they come from a conservative perspective. Liberals and conservatives differ on many issues, but they have always agreed that free speech must be preserved. While the left has never supported free speech, liberals always have. I therefore appeal to liberals to join us in fighting on behalf of America's crowning glory, free speech. Otherwise, I promise you, one day you will say, first they came after conservatives, and I said nothing. And then they came after me, and there was no one left to speak up for me. Thank you.
That was Dennis Prager in just absolute brilliance. It was interesting to also hear some of the others on the panel. One, Dr. Epstein, who has actually done a series, going back to 2010, a series of lengthy academic laboratory studies to study Google's impact. And it's very interesting what he has to say about what they did in 2016. Listen to this intersection with Mr. Cruz. Cut 3.
Do you happen to know who the Hillary Clinton campaign's number one financial supporter was in the year 2016?
I think I do, but please remind me.
The number one financial supporter of the Hillary Clinton campaign in the 2016 election was the parent company of Google, Alphabet, who was our first witness. They were her number one financial donor, and your testimony is, through their deceptive search methods, they moved 2.6 million votes in her direction. I would think anybody, whether or not you favor one candidate or another, should be deeply dismayed about a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires having that much power over our elections to silently and deceptively shift vote outcomes.
Again, with respect, I must correct you. The 2.6 million is a rock bottom minimum. The range is between 2.6 and 10.4 million, depending on how aggressively they used the techniques that I've been studying now for 6.5 years.
10 million votes possible that swung into the Hillary Clinton column because of invisible and almost impossible to trace search manipulation by Google? Friends, Google needs some soul searching. And if they can't do it, then maybe it's time for us to help them. I'll ask Kristen B. Tate about all this. Coming up next, Kevin McCullough.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We are looking at delays in New Jersey on the northbound side of the parkway. As you go north of the Union Tolls, up towards exit 148. Southbound slows Essex Tolls to 145. And again, 143 down towards 137. Turnpike southbound Western Spur jammed up 18W to 15W. Eastern Spur only slightly better, but delays 16E down to 15X. Both spurs a little slow northbound, 14 up towards 15. Bay Extension slows both ways from Bayonne over to Newark across the Bay Bridge. 24 East for slow coming into 78. Taking a look at your ride across the Hudson. As you come into town, the GW Bridge upstairs and down, really not too bad of a ride. Back to New Jersey at the George Washington Bridge lower level, that broken down car cleared. 10 minutes outbound the Lincoln Tunnel, about 30 minutes now outbound at the Holland Tunnel. Northbound West Side Highway is going to be slow from the 90s up into the 130s and just slow pockets from there up to the GW Bridge. FDR, worst of it, northbound from the 30s up to the GW Bridge. Southbound delays from the Triborough to the 40s. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
The Stand With Israel tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher is happening December 2nd through the 11th of 2019. Join AM 970, The Answer for a 10-day expedition to the Holy Land that will change your life. You'll get timely insights into Israel's fascinating past, dynamic present, and promising future. Experience the Western Wall, modern Tel Aviv, the Dead Sea, and so much more. All in the comfort and safety of first-class accommodations. December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today. Visit am970theanswer.com.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
While I'm searching for the perfect balance, there's hundreds of thousands of chemicals just in an apple alone, and hundreds of thousands in an orange, and all of them. If I can just remove the water without damaging all of the other chemistry, then I can pack it more dense. I never imagined that I would be able to get it down to 3 fruit capsules and 3 vegetable capsules and have the same nutrient value as eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Persato Incorporated in New York, New York seeks a data science director. Duties include supervise custom projects in data mining and machine learning and manage a team of data analysts and data scientists that provide analytical support to all accounts and develop new and innovative statistical and machine learning techniques. Apply by email to careers@persato.com, reference job number DSD2019EA in reply. Again, apply by email to careers@persato.com, reference job number DSD2019EA in reply.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on. But something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived. And thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Proving that he may-
may be ready for prime time. Frank Morano, Sunday mornings at 4 on AM 970. The Answer. Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Donald John Trump, by causing such harm to the society of the United States, is unfit to be president and warrants impeachment, trial, and removal from office.
No-name congressman says what? Oh, I'm sorry. What was his name? Huh? Say it out loud. Al Lewis. Okay. Right. Exact. That, what I just did with Alex, that's happened a ton of times today. Who? What? What's the guy's name? Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Yeah, I've largely not paid attention to that because we were just talking about my colleague Dennis Prager's incredible, moving, to the point. I think my favorite part of his speech was, it's a high honor to be here, senators. I wish I didn't have this honor because of what Google is trying to accomplish. Anyway, Kristen B. Tate is back with us. You can follow everything she does at KristenBTate.com. I strongly encourage you to follow her on Twitter and to catch her on cable news and other outlets as she appears. But Kristen, you know, you're of the millennial generation. You watch this stuff. You're seeing things happen. Dr. Epstein's testimony today, which was mind-blowing to me, indicated that maybe 2.6 million votes switched sides or were cast, at least, for Hillary Clinton because of their practices with that invisible search suggestion technology that they have. He also pointed out, by the way, that Google can send out reminders to go vote to only certain partisans if they so desire, and he believes that they've done that practice in the past. Your reaction to the literal thieving of democracy right before our eyes?
Well, it's very frightening, Kevin. You know, these tech companies have so much power, and for so long we've all just assumed that they were nonpartisan. But if anything good came out of their flagrant leftism in the last election, it's that we now know just how bad it is. Now, I know there are lots of conservatives out there, including a lot of people in my family, who say they want, you know, companies like Google and Facebook broken up because they're essentially monopolies. I tend to say, you know, I'm kind of a free market person. I think that Google doesn't necessarily need to be broken up for being too powerful. However, they shouldn't enjoy the tax benefits of being a platform because they're not really a platform anymore. They're kind of like an editorial organization like Breitbart,
right,
making editorial decisions with these insidious algorithms that are boosting left-wing ideas and figures. So, you know, we can't give them the government protections and tax benefits of a platform if they are acting as an editorial organization with a political agenda.
I think that's so well said. In fact, as Mr. Epstein said, in 2020, if we leave everything alone, and this goes back to your original point, if Hillary Clinton had been elected, none of this stuff would have been being exposed. But because she wasn't, and because we have a different, you know, Justice Department, and we have different people paying attention and raising the awareness. And Mr. Epstein was a Clinton supporter. He gave money to her campaign. He campaigned for her. He endorsed her. He says that if we leave Google as is, that they may have the ability to influence 15 million votes for a specific party or a specific direction. Now, let me just take a wild guess at which direction that's going to be. But, Kristen, for all we've heard about Russia, collusion, influence, all the things that, you know, were done for Trump to steal the election, it appears that votes actually were influenced by a corporate icon in Google, and that Hillary Clinton may have, you know, everybody throws up the popular vote margin. That probably accounts for it right there, if nothing else. So I mean, 15 million votes. Can you imagine 15 million votes being directed, being reminded, hey, you're a registered Democrat. Don't forget today's election day. Go vote. And they only do that to the one group. Like, it's just astounding to see the level of arrogance that's involved in these activities.
Oh, yeah. And we know now that this isn't just Google anymore. It's YouTube, which I guess is owned by Google. It's all of these tech companies. They are all left wing. Again, I don't begrudge these companies for being successful. I think that's fine. And, you know, they can operate as a partisan organization, but they should not be enjoying the tax benefits of a platform. That is what makes me so angry. And another thing, Kevin, I just don't understand why a conservative or at least a nonpartisan alternative hasn't popped up in the free market to challenge Google. I guess there's DuckDuckGo, which is another search engine that a lot of conservatives use, but it hasn't been as successful. And I guess you have Bing. But again, I have to hope that the free market will solve this problem the more that these companies are exposed for their flagrant partisan activities.
And the problem that you're identifying is really correct. And they're 90% of the search activity in America, in the world today, 90%. I mean, if they are not a monopoly, I don't know how one defines one, to be candid with you. And if you're going to have a specific ability to manipulate an election, I do think that on some level regulation has to be visited upon you. I just don't think we wouldn't let USA Today just tell Republican subscribers to go vote. We wouldn't let the New York Times, you know, just tell Democrat subscribers to go vote or knowingly publish false stories like, hey, Republicans go vote tomorrow, but Democrats vote today. Like, it seems like Google's almost in getting into these kinds of areas.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I do get very nervous when we start talking about giving government the power to regulate private industry.
Just I do
because,
too.
You know, as soon as we get a liberal government in power, as soon as we get a liberal president and House, that's when you start, or a liberal Congress and president, that's when you start.
Well, and I don't even know it has to be government. Isn't it antitrust if you present yourself, as you're saying, as a platform, and then you tell only half the population based on all the data that you have taken from them, and they're following you around on every website you go. You've taken all the data from them. You're now making this decision to only tell the people that fit certain criteria that they need to take action, and you're telling them what action to take? Like, I think democracy dies in that kind of activity.
Take away all the benefits of a platform for these companies and tax them just like Breitbart is taxed and just like Mother Jones is taxed. There you go. Problem solved.
All right.
But
good enough. Kristen, appreciate the insight, and thanks for being here. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
We have hazy sunshine. We sit at 90 degrees on this Wednesday afternoon. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, Mayor de Blasio took a lot of heat last weekend when he was out of town during the blackout, and he's canceling his campaign plan scheduled for this weekend. He says he'll remain in New York due to the extremely high temperatures expected to hit over the weekend.
When we know something is coming, and when it's a weather situation, we are given advance notice that something is imminent. Any mayor in the right mind sticks around to make sure things are okay.
The mayor has been taking heat for being away on the campaign trail in Iowa during last week's power outage. De Blasio says that being away during an unexpected incident requires communicating with the team and returning as quickly as possible. It's the 23rd anniversary of the crash of TWA Flight 800 off of Long Island. Back on July 17, 1996, the Boeing 747 exploded and crashed into the Atlantic near East Mauritius around 8:30 p.m., 12 minutes after takeoff from JFK. The plane was headed to Rome, and all 230 people on board died. Investigators said the probable cause of the accident was an explosion of flammable fuel vapors in the center fuel tank, and a short circuit may have caused the ignition. In sports, Mets on top of the Twins late in Minnesota by a score of 3-2. Yankees and the Rays get together tonight in what is sure to be a very steamy Yankee Stadium. Taking a look at the traffic, outbound side of the Holland Tunnel, a 20 to 30 minute wait, 5 minutes on the citybound side, 10 minutes outbound at the Lincoln Tunnel, citybound not bad, outbound upper level George Washington Bridge, a broken down car on the span, mid-span, looks like the right lane is currently out of service. Getting to the outbound GW Bridge, northbound West Side Highway, pockets of volume from the 90s on up, FDR generally slow northbound from the 30s to the Triborough. Showers and storms likely later this evening, overnight low 75, morning showers tomorrow. tomorrow, then cloudy and cooler, high 82. Sunshine for Friday, high 92, then close to 100 degrees on Saturday with very high humidity. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
It's time for the AM 970 $1,000 Daily Cash Giveaway. Enter now for your chance to win $1,000 by using keyword FISH at AM970TheAnswer.com. This is an Aptivada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. Once again, you have until 7 o'clock tonight to enter the keyword FISH at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's keyword FISH at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970 The Answer. She's helped parents do it better since her days in New York One. Now, she helps you hack the parenting code one tip at a time. Shelley Goldberg and the Parenting Express, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very pleased to be able to help you become a better parent. And every Wednesday, we do take some time out to focus on this. Shelley Goldberg, the aforementioned, is my guest. She was a parenting reporter for New York One, and she works very diligently every week to try to help us with just one idea. That's why it's called the Parenting Express. We're not dumping a whole how-to book on you each week. It's just one thought, one idea that can improve your skills in this area. And Shelley, this week's subject that you picked out, I actually think is very practical, because I think if you ever have more than one kid in most households, you're going to have an introverted child, or at least a more introverted child than the other one. And we have three. And I will tell you, according to, you know, popular birth order rules of thumb, we are stereotypical. The oldest is the kind of brash thinker, you know, perfectionist, tries to do everything the right way. But he's, you know, very, very, there's no fear in him. My youngest is a baby. She's the star of the party. She's the singer. She's the dancer. She wants to, you know, just talk to everybody that walks in the house, et cetera, et cetera. But between those two bookends is my middle child. And he is often in his room building Legos, looking at his books, you know, spending time that's very different than the other two. And so I want to make sure I'm helping my introverted child, or at least the more introverted of the three, well. So having said that, what do we need to know?
Well, first of all, you're right, Kevin. There's the introverts, the extroverts, and now there's even something called ambiverts, because you can be on the continuum. The introverts, that's the child that needs more time alone to recharge. The extrovert seeks stimulation outside themselves. So they're being around other people is how they get their energy.
Right.
And by the way, the researchers feel that there's a biological basis to all of this.
Hmm.
And it has to do with that feel-good chemical, dopamine. The more you have, the less stimulation you need from other people. You can get it from yourself. You can get it from your internal world. The less you have, you need to seek it outside and be around a lot of people who stimulate you and energize you. So there, in part, there's a biological basis. Now, in terms of society, we tend to look to the extroverts and value that sometimes a little bit more. And the estimates are that 50 to 75% of the world would identify themselves as extroverts. So we really have to watch the child who's the introvert. What are the characteristics? The introverted child is someone who is a strong listener. They like to communicate one-on-one as opposed to being in a big room and a big party. They seek solitude to renew and to energize themselves. They learn well from observation. They prefer to watch a game or an activity before they jump in. So how can we help them? How can you help them as a parent? First, you want to provide Jonathan, that's your middle one,
mm-hmm.
You want to provide him with wonderful opportunities for creative expression. That means writing, drawing, painting, because introverts tend to be very creative. You also want to make sure that his room is a safe haven, because that's where he's going to go to recharge. So make sure that it's comfortable, it's beautifully decorated, it's calming, and that he can go there to recharge his batteries. Also, you want to build quiet time into the day so that he has time to reflect, and share with him what the information about different personality types, the introverts, the extroverts, that it's on a continuum, the ambiverts, that you can be a little of both. Because, by the way, Kevin, even though I started thinking about this topic to try and figure out, am I an introvert or an extrovert? Because even though we're in broadcasting, it very often feels like we're talking to one person. It feels intimate. And it's really what people like to do when they're on their own. Do you prefer to read a book, be with one friend, two friends, or do you like to be the life of the party?
Hmm.
That's where you can start to identify where you fall. So does that help you?
No, I think it does. And I think it's important to understand that the opportunity to help your introvert doesn't, you know, I think sometimes people think, at least in social circles, maybe that introverts, that like there's some, it's in some way a deficit. It's in some way a flaw. I don't think it is. I just think it's different. And the idea that, you know, they are created with a unique set of skills and gifts and opportunities and everything else, just as valid as the more extroverted firstborn or the super extroverted babies. But I think that introvert will eventually, you know, really own their stuff best. And we should try to encourage them to be the best at that they can at that, as opposed to kind of forcing them into a mold of one of the others, which is, I think, is a tempting offer sometimes for parents. Anyway, Shelley, always good to have you. Thanks for being here. Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I don't know. Is the summer heat taking stuff out of you? Do you feel like you're a little run down? Do you feel like you don't have the stamina? I had to drive back very late not long ago from Washington, D.C., and I was worried that I wasn't going to be awake enough. But you know what? I had all the energy I needed. And if you're feeling run down and you don't have energy like you used to, you might not be getting the whole food nutrition that gives you the energy that you need. And a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules that has 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables is going to give you that energy. Once you start taking it, you feel like you've got a lot more energy, in fact. When you call, you're going to get 25% off plus free shipping on your preferred first order. Plus, you're going to get a set of convenient travel bottles that will contain a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. How cool is that? Call right now, 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call or whether you go online, use the discount code, The Answer.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Cyber Monday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's Small Business Technology Advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusiness.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. What if I told you that for only $34.99, you could get the best sleep of your life guaranteed? And I mean guaranteed. Why? Because $34.99 is all you pay per pillow when you get a two-pack of MyPillow's new premium offer That's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and it's only available when you call now. Ever since I've been using my MyPillow, I don't have interrupted sleep. There's no more folding the pillow in half or flat, lifeless pillows. It's changed my life. It stays cool all night. It keeps its shape, helps give me the proper support wherever I put it, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And that interlocking fill, it just works wonders. You will sleep deeper, faster, longer, more restorative, and for the lowest price ever, $34.99 per pillow of a two-pack My Premium Pillow $69.98 offer. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and it's only available when you call now. Call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970. That's 800-651-0798 and use the promo code AM970.
Join Tradeway on August 2nd and 3rd at the Marriott Marquis in Times Square to learn how you can trade stocks. No experience required. It's only $99.95. Call Tradeway at 877-907-TRADE or go to Tradeway.com to register. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Everywhere I go, I say is it all, always on my road, I'm still New York.
He is New York's most beloved billionaire. Most New Yorkers think he would have been a great mayor. And now, New York's Catman, John Catsimatidis, sits exclusively with Kevin McCullough Radio.
You have no idea the provisions that some people wanted to have in that resolution. This was as benign. It condemned the words of the president, not the president, but the words of the president.
Okay, if it's just the words, why are we even doing this? Why are we even doing this? Doesn't the Congress have anything else to do? I'm going to ask my next guest that question. Normally, he's right here in the studio with me, right here in that chair right there. But today, he is the cat man from the cat cave. How do you like that, John? Secret location and all.
I can oversee George Washington Bridge right now, and I'm a little bit further up, and I still wanted to be on the air. I couldn't get back in time.
Well, the Catman, he's ever vigilant to help protect his city. And, John, thank you, by the way, for jumping on with me locally late Saturday night. You know, we survived that power outage, but the mayor today saying, well, there may be more on the way, so we're going to have to see if that works out. Let me start with Pelosi, though. This action in the House today, good use of Congress's time to be censuring the president's comments?
A ridiculous use of Congress's times. She knew it was not going to pass. All she's doing is wasting Congress's time. Instead of going forward and doing something that can be accomplished. Listen, those four congresswomen, AOC and Omar, Presley, Tlaib, they're all crazy. And the president was right to call them crazy. They have the right. They have the right to speak out. Let them speak out. But I think the whole situation is wrong where they're speaking out and the press is giving them tremendous exposure. The president is responding, and then Pelosi is responding.
Right.
This whole thing is nonsense.
Well, what's interesting about that, John, and some people have commented on this in the last 24 hours, is that by the president speaking out, you had to force Pelosi to come to their aid. And while Pelosi had been at odds with them for much of the last couple of weeks, now Pelosi has to identify with them. I think that takes some advantage and puts it back in the president's corner because he can say, hey, Nancy and the crazy four and the crazy four and Nancy, one and the same.
It makes a majority of the Democratic Party that voted with Nancy, and I'm disappointed with Nancy. I know her for 30 years. I'm very, very disappointed in her. And it takes a large block of the Democratic Party and makes them look that they're following those crazies.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens because I think right now, I think the press and I think the four freshmen all think that they won this round. And I just, I have my finger on the pulse of the heartland, John, and I really do think that they have all grossly misplayed this this inning, and we'll see how it plays out.
The only person that won are the four crazies, AOC and Omar. The whole Democratic Party lost. Well, the whole Democratic Party lost because it looks like they're following the socialists and not the moderates of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. All right, so you and I spoke Saturday. Let's talk a little bit. The mayor is out today saying that he doesn't know Con Ed still. You know, they're not sure if we're going to have another power outage. And John, it's getting to be, it's rather warm today. It's in the 90s. You got really high humidity. I just stepped out to grab a bite of lunch a little bit earlier and nearly sweat through my shirt. Aren't we a big enough city that we should have some degree of reliability with our public utility?
I think it's going to get very, very warm this weekend. It's going to hit near the hundreds. And I think the governor should stand up and say, well, what's going to happen with Indian Point? And Indian Point should not be phased down until we have enough energy to run New York City.
And you think that that is just a big risk if they decide to kill it early?
Absolutely. Make sure we have a contingency plan. Who wants to live without air conditioning?
Yeah, well, nobody in this day and age. Let's talk about 2020 for a second. Crazy poll came out yesterday on the bottom half of the poll. Marianne Williamson, remember her from the first debate? I'm going to love America because Donald Trump represents hate, and I'm going to love. She's now out polling, get these names, Cory Booker, Kristen Gillibrand, who else was in there? Oh, Beto O'Rourke, the savior that was on the way for the Democratic Party. She's polling higher than all three of those. She's at 2% in the polls, John. What's going on with this field of Democratic candidates?
2%? Where'd she get, like 12 votes or what?
Yeah. That's more than Booker and Gillibrand.
It's going to sort itself out, and I think a majority of these people that wanted to run, wanted face recognition or name recognition over the next 2 years to raise money for their own Senate campaigns or other campaigns. But the truth is, they are embarrassing themselves with some of the things they're doing.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Right now, Joe Biden is still clinging to a little bit of a lead, but closing fast and furiously are Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris. And Bernie Sanders now bringing up fourth place. We're still 470-something days away, I think, from the actual election, the general election. But, you know, those primaries kick in January, and it's going to be fast and furious this fall. What do you make of where we stand with kind of the big four and then everybody else right now?
If I was Donald Trump, you know what I'd do? I'd take one of them, the lead, Biden, and challenge him to a debate next week.
Oh, that'd be interesting. Biden challenged the president to do push-ups on stage. Biden yesterday said,
"Who does push-ups is not going to be able to run the world. Let's have a real debate next week."
I agree with that. I think that would get some cool headlines, and I think whoever he would pick would be up for it because it would give them a chance to kind of position themselves as the nominee against the president. So if he said, Biden or Warren or whoever, come do this, I'm sure they would jump at the chance.
Well, I would hope so. I'd enjoy watching it.
I think it would be a ratings boon for a network. We got to talk to some network, John. You got to get a producer credit for that. You came up with the idea.
There's a big dinner Friday night, I understand, in New Jersey with the president. I can't go, but there is a big dinner going on. And I'm going to suggest to one of my friends that is going to suggest it to the president.
No, that would be a good suggestion. Well, we'll see what's happening. Now, you are in your remote location today. You're in the Cat Cave. We talk about the Catmobile and the Cat Man, you're in the cat cave today. But what's coming up on your show at the top of the hour here in New York?
You know, we got David Patterson. David Patterson just got a big job. He's representing one of the largest casino companies, and there's a license to open up three casinos in New York City by the state, and it's supposed to open up in 2023. He wants to move it up, open it up by 2020 because of the deficits of New York City. And David is going to speak out first. He's calling in about a little after 5. And let's...
All right. Should be kind of interesting.
I'm convinced not to screw up. They screwed up Amazon. The state should not...
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Back in 2010, there were laws that were passed in this country. Laws I don't think were very fair. Laws that gave government the authority to create a new entity within the Federal Reserve that are able to seize portions of all of your electronic accounts. That's the 401k, that's the IRA, that's your bank accounts. Yeah, that's what I said. 401ks, IRAs, bank accounts. Sounds scary, and it is. Yet this has already happened in 8 countries in the last 7 years. Now I'm asking you to get the facts by just getting a white paper titled The Coming Bail-In. See how all of this was set up to help manage the nation's out-of-control debt. Learn how to protect your future and your hard-earned money by investing at least a portion of your funds in precious metals that you can actually hold tax-free. So when the bail-in happens, you've got peace of mind because you're prepared. Call my friends at Landmark Capital today, 844-604-2575, and tell them that Kevin McCullough told you to call. That's 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575. Or visit them at landmarkgold.com.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
We're surrounded by noise.
Order today.
Bombarded by information. Messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Cats at Night with John Katsimatidis is next. Sponsored by the Red Apple Group on AM 970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So yesterday on Capitol Hill, one of my colleagues at Salem Media, Dennis Prager, sat before a Senate subcommittee and explained why Google is running amok, why they are censoring his Prager University videos, which the concept behind Prager University, if you're just joining us, is any subject in the world, they taught what's not being taught 5 minutes or less. and they have had multiple Pulitzer Prize winners, multiple Nobel laureates, multiple liberal and conservative professors from Ivy League schools, multiple professionals in the areas of expertise with which they address their subject matter. High level, high credibility in every regard to the issue at hand for each issue that they've done. And they've done 300 plus of these videos, and they have a billion video viewers now globally. And the more than 50% of the audience for Prager University is under 35 years of age, which is pretty remarkable. But also appearing in that same meeting was a fellow by the name of Epstein, who has been studying the very aggressive partisan nature operations of Facebook, Google, and others. And he said in his testimony, look out, because in 2016, they may have moved 2.6 million to 10 million into Hillary's column. But wait till you hear what he says about 2020. Cut four.
I think Google was overconfident, all these companies were. But the point is, in 2018, I'm sure they were more aggressive. We have lots of data to support that. And in 2020, you can bet that all of these companies are going to go all out. And the methods that they're using are invisible. They're subliminal. They're more powerful than most any effects I've ever seen in the behavioral sciences. And I've been in the behavioral sciences for almost 40 years.
He says that in the 6.5 years that they've been, he and his team have been just studying search manipulation behavior by companies, that he has seen millions of votes, 2.6 to 10 million in just 2016 alone, move into the direction of a candidate he supported. That's right. Mr. Epstein was a Hillary Clinton supporter. He supported the Democrats in 2018. But he's honest about his research, and his research is showing him that they are manipulating through search manipulation. Friends, you don't have to use Google. There are other search engines. Something that you need to be aware of, because your rights are being stolen right from underneath your very eyes. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.